Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. Happy New Year. We'll be with you tomorrow. Henry will be on parade duty. I'm sure we'll get some commentary on that. In a moment, we're going to talk to the Reverend Joshua Robertson, big player in the education field, in the political world too, Consortium of Black Ministers primarily. And the Washington Post just published one of his columns about our buddy, Governor Josh Shapiro. And in there, he talked about this Crown Act that was passed. Okay, there may be some discrimination around hairstyle, hair texture, whatever. Let's fix that. But they touted that, I think is the point, as if they've solved something unbelievable, while ignoring what is right in front of us and what we know works. I told you yesterday, the success charter schools in New York, I think there's 59 of them with 22,000 students. They are number one in math across the entire state of New York and number two in reading. Charter schools. Now, with Mondami coming in, we're going to see what happens. So, hopefully, we'll hear from Joshua Robertson here momentarily. I'm a big fan of his and the work that he's done along with these other ministers. We have the big, beautiful bill coming up where, waving the magic wand, the governor, I'm going to ask Pastor Robertson that here in a second. Pastor Joshua C. Robertson joins us. Pastor, Happy New Year. It's always an honor to speak with you. Thanks for joining us today.
Happy New Year, and thanks for having me. It's such an honor.
Well, when we spoke before, I was very much impressed. Question, sort of out of order here before I get to the Crown Act. How much money do you have any sense the governor would be able to sign off on under the big, beautiful bill that would go to nonprofits, organizations like yours, I would hope, where people could access that and free their child to a better environment? How much would Pennsylvania get? Do you have any idea?
It's $1,700 per kid.
Okay.
Yes, and that would be, it's a tax credit program. Mm-hmm. $1,700 per kid, and that's the great thing about this bill is it's for all Americans. So it doesn't matter what school system the kid is in. This is really at the delegation of parents to use for to really help their children as far as their educational plight.
Now, they at least take your call, I think, when we've talked before, Pastor. Do you have any idea whether or not Josh Shapiro will sign that? It should be a no-brainer, right?
It should be a no-brainer, and I think that absolutely he should. I haven't heard any rumors of him not signing it, but you know, you just never know. I don't know if there's any political reason why why not. My concern with our governor, although I know he's well capable and he's very intelligent and articulate, I don't know that he has the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania in his heart as much as he has Pennsylvania Avenue. And so, you know, I'm sometimes a little leery about, you know, what's his real motive. And so I'm hoping that he will do it. And I believe that, like I said, he has, I believe he has every faculty to do it. But I just don't know. Don't know what's really in his heart right now.
Now, your piece in The Washington Post, which is a good territory to be in, you talked about the term blackwashing. You talked about the Crown Act, which, okay, there's discrimination there. We ought to address it. But the elephant in the room, so to speak, is what is happening in cities like Harrisburg, where you are, Philadelphia, where I am, and the beat goes on and on and on, and we don't want to free kids up. The governor said that, then he backed away. So tell me what you meant by blackwashing.
Well, I mean, again, I feel like in one way, he is looking for to remain in office and giving the appearance that he is for all people and trying to help specifically people of color. And, you know, I actually appreciate, you know, the Crown Act and the fact that people are not discriminated on any basis. But when you have 250,000 children in Pennsylvania that are not at grade level in reading and math, you know, it's a national crisis. You know, it's a crisis in our state. You know, what good is it if the child won't be discriminated once they get to the interview, if they can't fill out the application, because they can't read and write. And so we have our priorities messed up. And that was the point of the article, that the priority should not be on, you know, you being able to get your hair braided or dreaded. And I know what that's like as a person who experienced that myself. I know what it's like to feel that discrimination. But what's really important is that we help these children and these communities to educate our children better. That needs to be the focus. And so for me, it was a calling card to our governor to get his head in the right place.
Well, and you and the pastors are doing that. Explain to the listeners, and we've talked in the podcast and I think on the air, a little bit more of what your gift is. What are you doing for children? What's the program?
Absolutely. We have the Rock City Learning Center, but not just that. We have five learning centers across Pennsylvania now, and we are rescuing kids and utilizing our church spaces to do it. So we partner with education providers, and then we provide in-person care for virtual students. That's not the only model that we have. We also have a private Christian school. We support a charter school. But any pastors that are leveraging their church buildings for education, we want to partner with to help overcome this educational crisis we have in Pennsylvania. And so, you know, when we first started in 2023, it was really a Black pastor, you know, United for Education. Mm-hmm. But now it's Black pastors and beyond, Black, Hispanic, white, Asian, all throughout this country and all throughout this great state of Pennsylvania who are uniting and are really taking on the mantle of the 21st century trustees of our children's future. And I believe that education is that cause of the 21st century, and we're saving America.
Absolutely. And, you know, if I might add, you shouldn't have to cobble all this together. It takes a lot of initiative, what you've done to put this together. But having the resources, having this facilitated more, and then you guys can concentrate on saving more kids, particularly one of the pastors, I'm not sure if it was you or I think it was the Philadelphia pastor, I talked about with young males in the neighborhood not too far from me being a prime target to be rescued.
Absolutely. When you look at, you know, in a community like I serve, where my church is and in Philadelphia, and you look at how many young Black males are, you know, involved in street drugs and gang activity. And, you know, what we have to realize is, you know, when you don't get the right community, which is should be your churches, your D9 organizations, your community organizations, your Boys and Girls Club, when you are not surrounded by that type of community, there are alternative communities that steer children in the wrong direction. So it's time for us as a community, as a church community, to step up to the plate. And stepping up to the plate sometimes means having hard conversations with our lawmakers. The truth of the matter is, I would love to talk to Governor Josh Shapiro without having to write an op-ed, but he doesn't seem very interested in talking to, you know, someone like myself, even though I'm in his state. And so for me, is you know, if we could talk about it and come up with mutual solutions, you know, things could be a lot different. But, you know, I am not about to allow politics and all of that to get in front of our responsibility to serve people.
Well, the guy I'd like to have you have a conversation with, though, Shapiro, you played it out very well. It's Matt Bradford. Do you know of him, Reverend? He's in my neck of the woods. He's the majority leader. Mm-hmm. I have Garrity on. I have the head of the Senate. Every one of them, almost unprompted, talks about the deal is, all right, Josh Shapiro's running for president. He'll go play ball with Bradford, and Bradford is the one standing in the schoolhouse door here, the Democrat majority leader in the House. Nothing can be done because this guy has the ability somehow to block a lot of this.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, all of that to me boils down to a political game. Mm-hmm. And to me, it's a bunch of excuses. And I know what that's like. I'm a pastor of a church. So I have people who are subordinate in my, you know, my church. But at the end of the day, the buck stops with you. And excuses are tools of the incompetent. So, you know, when you have 250,000 children hemorrhaging in Pennsylvania, you know, I'm not down with the finger pointing. The reality is we need our governor to have courageous, bold, transformational leadership, visionary leadership for the future. Our kids need him to make important decisions, to get the right people around the table, to make the important decisions, and to put politics aside and put people first. That's what he was elected to do. And so, you know, I think if he would do that, just look at the polls. I mean, over 90% of Black pollers want school choice. Over 80% of Hispanic pollers want school choice.
Let me ask you on that, mm-hmm. too. And, you know, I'm not saying, I'm just doing this to be rational. You know, I'm a conservative.
Sure.
But they don't vote on that, though. This should be the prime issue to vote on. If you oppose that, it's inexcusable. There's no reason. I just let off right before you came on. The Success Academies in New York, there's 59 of them, 22,000 students charter. They're number one in the state. And that's a pretty good sized school district. Number one in the state in math and number two in the state in reading. That's against some pretty high powered school districts. They are number one. So we know that this works. It's just a question of people have to vote on it.
I think people have to vote on it, but that's another piece of evidence that you're saying right now that our educational system is not working because people are not civically engaged and informed enough to understand the power of their vote.
Right.
That's my opinion. And so for me, I look at as an African-American man who is an independent and not tied to either party. But I look at the majority of the people who come from my community are by default Democrat. And because of that, I believe that the Democratic Party ignores the Black vote. Once they get in office, then they do their own agenda and they don't consider the real interests of Black or whoever else voted them in office. I think that there are, you know, underlying agendas that are, you know, cascading as what people want, but it's not true. And so I think if we had educational systems that would teach, you know, children how to rightly engage in the democratic system, then, you know, you have people who are voting based off of their ideals, their principles, the laws that they want to see versus voting by default to a party that doesn't carry with integrity, keep their interests at heart.
Now, does your group or you individually, do you endorse, say, in the governor's race? And have you talked to Stacey Garrity yet?
No, we're a nonpartisan organization, so we wouldn't do that.
Have you talked to Garrity, though? Has she talked to you?
No, not as of yet.
Well, I got to make that happen. I'm surprised because education in this race, I've spoken with her, had her on a dozen times. And we agree it's one of the top two or three issues. It's a civil rights issue of our time. And I will try to make sure that she talks with you because I feel what you're doing obviously works at so many different levels. We just have to scale it up more.
Absolutely. And we are open to talking to any and all of our lawmakers because our job is to pray for them. Our job is to encourage them, but our job is also to tell them the uncomfortable truths to make sure that they are caring about the least of these. And so I think that if, you know, that's the job of pastors, that's the really the role of Black Pastors United for Education.
Absolutely. Where do we find you, Pastor?
You can find us on all social media network, as far as Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Black Pastors United for Education, BPUE.org is our website. You can get more information there.
Appreciate it very much. Happy New Year, to be continued. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year to you and your family. Blessings to you.
Pastor Joshua C. Robertson here on Talk Radio 1210. Look, he's walking a line here, but you heard what he said with Josh Shapiro. Look at Stacey Garrity. He's got to talk with these guys. They're on to something. They're doing great stuff. If it's not an issue, and again, you know, I believe those polling numbers, school choice, call it what you will. He talked about Hispanic, Black voters. Is that an issue to vote on? That's a pretty big issue to be taking a look voting on. And this guy, Matt Bradford, is just amazing, just stunning in full view what he engages in. All right, I'm coming to you next. All-time photo. AP Photos of the Year out this year, and I wouldn't say that any of them are anything to write home about. They're not bad. Hit us with the all-time photo, though. What do you think is the photo that speaks to you? 855-839. 12.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
10.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
All right, if you were planning a nice evening watching the ball drop, how about watching New York City drop? Mandani, I didn't know this, is going to be sworn in at midnight tonight. They're not waiting.
All right.
At midnight.
I respect that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So do I, in an abandoned subway underneath. And Bernie Sanders, I think, is the swearer-inner. And AOC is the headliner speaker here. What could go wrong with this at midnight tonight? Yeah, well, that's a good political
move. It does sound like
move.
Like something out of Batman. Like,
yeah, Gotham City.
He's swearing in at midnight on the,
exactly.
The abandoned subway.
He's got to get busy wrecking the city. By the way, a feel-good story, and we have to get the guy back on, the head of the SEPTA police. And I don't have the final number for 2025. I think somebody was talking about this. I only have it year over year from June of 24, I guess, to July of 25 or July of 24. That SEPTA police charged more than 7,400 people with theft of services, a summary offense that requires people to go to court and carry a fine up to $300. This year alone, more than, now remember, this is half year, so maybe it's even a lot more. More than 3,200 riders have been charged with the crime, the vast majority this spring, a staggering jump compared with just 312 people charged within the same time frame the previous year. The bottom line is this, though. Has anybody charted it? What did Let 'Em Go Larry do with that? How many of those people had to pay that fine? So, when we had on the head of SEPTA this past summer, he asked to come on. He said they were cracking down on that. There is some evidence of it. But again, this is what happens if Krasner does nothing. Then people feel, well, why continue to do this? So we'll get him back on and find out of all these people that they caught and charged, and it takes, you know, a good bit to do this, how many of them actually had to pay the $300? And if it was more than once, because it probably would be, what ratchets up to the next level? So this is a good news story, but it all comes back to Krasner. What does he do? All right, David in Lexington is next. He's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, David.
Hey, good afternoon, Dom and everybody, and hope y'all have a great new year.
Thank you, David. Same to you. It's been a great one with you in 25.
I've had a good time with it, so looking for more next year. You know, when I heard that pastor talking, he reminded me of a pastor down in North Carolina named Patrick Wooden, who says a lot of the same things, and he's also moderate. You know, he doesn't belong to either party. But he made a comment one time that it's resonated with me. He said, when one party, no matter what they do, just be a Republican, no matter what they do for you, they're not going to get your vote. And then you have the other party that no matter what they don't do for you is going to get your vote. Nothing's going to change. And that is so true.
That's why when he cited that polling, I think it's true. But is there a more important issue? What are they voting on? I'd like to hear, other than one party is definitively going to free your kids from these public schools, the other party, led by Matt Bradford, is going to block them.
Right. Yeah, you can't make stuff up, Don. But I don't know. It's just, I don't have hope that anything's going to change.
Let me be clear. I love Stacey Garrity and all, but look, I know this guy. I'm one guy with Henry here, too, and I had him on my podcast, et cetera. You got to reach out to a guy like this.
You do.
I mean, let's make the campaign about stuff. Not that he's going to endorse necessarily,
right,
but he gives
you
fodder of exactly what's going on, and he's got moral standing in this for obvious reasons.
Right. And then when people say, hey, you don't even reach out to our community, you say, yeah, I do.
Yeah,
I do.
Exactly.
I do reach out, you know.
Yeah.
So I agree. As far as my side, well, first of all, my tradition, Dom, is we clean everything in the house. We wash every bit of clothing, linens, towels, everything, put them away. All the dishes, pots, pans, put them away. Take the trash out. And then we put some coins under the welcome mat. And then the next day on January 1st, we pull the money back. And that's to kind of symbolize, I guess, money coming into the home for the next year. So that's our kind of year's
where
tradition.
Where does that one come from? That's an interesting under the mat. Well, you know, if it were North Charlie, I don't know if that money would be coming into the home for the next
gone.
Year. There you go.
You'd have to put fake money. But yeah. No, my cousin, my Pennsylvania Dutch cousin, that's where I got it from her. So I don't know if it's that
okay.
Or it's just something she's done. But, yeah, the other tradition is calling the police at about 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, complaining about the noise.
Oh, yeah, of course.
As far as my financer goes, Dom, other than the iconic picture of you almost eating an oyster, I'm going to go – I'm going to go with the Farrah Fawcett poster.
That is a great one.
Male in that time frame did not have that poster on his walls. It was everywhere.
Yeah, I don't know if there could be more perfect hair and just a perfect presentation.
Exactly.
And it wasn't Photoshop. They didn't have that back then.
No,
yeah.
Right.
The Fawcett Thank poster. Thank you very much. We'll include posters. Henry is including memes here, which is a good one.
Yeah,
I don't know. Who would be the Farrah Fawcett of today?
And
you know, I ask this all the time. The other day I said, the guy said, it's like Mario Andretti. So if we wanted to say, well, that woman's attractive, but she's no...
Margot Robbie.
And you'd say Margot Robbie. I don't think today? That's enough.
Yeah. Dua Lipa?
Are they well known enough? We might have to search for one here. I don't know.
I don't know if it gets much bigger than Robbie.
But I don't, you know, I know her, the Barbie film, the whole thing. I'm not sure.
Well, I think the bigger issue with your, you know, is she big enough? There's no monoculture, so there's no, we're not revolving around one person like we would the Farrah Fawcett poster.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, we need to work on that one. The Mario Andretti, though, was lame by CNN. I think we agree on that. He's no Mario Andretti.
Yeah, it's a tough, because there's so many different types of racing, too, colloquially,
Einstein's about the only one that stands the test of time.
I think
50
so.
Years from now, Einstein will still be Einstein.
And then inverse, you got Copernicus. Calling someone a bit of an idiot. Nice thinking there, Copernicus.
We might say that caller was pretty good, but he's no Joe of Columbus on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Joe.
Happy New Year again.
Happy New Year.
And I finally get to follow up my friend Dave from South Carolina. That's a first for New Year.
Boy, that was a hard-fought battle. The numbers were staggering. That looked like Jersey. It looked like Mikey Sherrill was pulling those votes.
That was crazy. Those numbers were going up fast. Those numbers were going up faster than the interest on the national debt.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, the theme for today, from the morning till now, has been about preachers and chaplains and... We better watch who we're listening to these days, Dom, because I've said it. And, you know, Satan resides in the church because that's his opponent's team room. And he reads the Bible and he's well-versed at it because that's his opponent's playbook. So we better watch who we're getting our spirituality from. We better have pretty good discernment because this is a dangerous time. So that's my New Year's message for everyone. And as far as the Italian, I thought this was an Italian tradition. Maybe it's my own household. Did you ever have to eat lentils for New Year's for prosperity?
I've heard of that. Now, Rose Joe, and this is Italian, you met her up and down the line, are giving, I have to bring home hundreds of grapes. Everybody coming to a party tomorrow night gets green grapes.
No, that was never.
Yeah.
We always had to eat grandmom's, and now my mother's lentils.
That seems pretty miserable. How's that going to help?
Oh, it was a great lentil soup, Dom. It had garlic. It had everything in it. It was very, very good. Sausage chunks. It was very good.
Okay.
I guess maybe it's a regional thing. Who knows? My side answer, and I was wavering a little bit between Frank Sinatra's Black and White arrest photo that's in every mob-owned pizza parlor in New Jersey. But I had to settle in on that scowling, rebellious frown photo of Donald Trump's arrest.
Yeah, he hit it right in what he came up with to pose for that. And the hair looked surprisingly good, Joe. I saw him on a bad hair day in the Oval Office. It was murderous.
And the day I saw that, and ever since, it's talked to me. You know, to this day, it says, bring it. Just bring it.
Yeah, that is a good one. Thank you, Joe. Happy New Year again. All right, more calls coming up. 855-839-1210. Affordability is the watchword. I'm going to give you what the governor of Virginia has said will make for affordability in her state, but I want to tease it with the main or one of them. It's a rope-a-dope tactic. Abigail, the new governor of Virginia, the previous governor, Yankin, vetoed this. The legislature passed a bill saying that with insurance premiums, you can't jack them up. I think they jacked them up 10 to 15% if you were a smoker. I think that's legit. I think all the evidence is there that if you're a smoker. Now, should there be other things? Yeah, I'm open to hearing those. But what she's going to do to say we're making things more affordable, she wants to take that away. Well, what does it do for the overall insured? It's going to raise rates. Why? Because people that are smokers, statistically, are going to have more issues. Also, everything that's in her package of affordability on day one might lower something for somebody, but ultimately, say over the course of 6 months to a year, it's going to raise the entire mass for everybody in Virginia. So this is the tactic. This is what they're going to play with affordability. But Mondami is not going to do that. And Henry's right. It is a political masterstroke. I mean, I would do that. I'm saying I'm mayor of New York right at the stroke of midnight. Gotham City, Bernie Sanders, the Penguin there, and an abandoned subway stop under the mayor's house. And let's get the bat signal up there to go out. He is the face of the Democrat Party. They're not going to be able to, everybody's going to be asking about him. Now, is he going to fold in a little bit? Not based upon his appointments. He's going to go down Broadway, I think. And the more that he does and the quicker he does it, the more problematic it's going to be for every Democrat out there. So be watching that tonight. I mean, which one? I'll be watching that. I can't stomach because I've only met him once. And Anderson Cooper is not my favorite. But seeing him lower himself with the other guy that does, New Year's Eve with him, I don't get it. He seems uncomfortable to me, Anderson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was out at the old station. He was on the music station, and he was coming out. So, of course, I had to waylay him. Couldn't get him to come to the studio. They're walking him out. Right here. Here's the door. That's my all-time memory. I wish you had been there.
Yeah.
When the movie director called, and he must have thought he was calling WOGL, something like that. He got us, and I just put him on.
Tarantino.
Yeah. And he was unbelievable. He said, I love this type of conversation. I didn't get the home number. And that's a guy you want to talk with at length. It was just very easy and very...
if you rev him up and get him going, he'll never stop.
Very smart. You know, there was nothing objectionable. It was just all movie talk in a brilliant way. You could just see the guy's head crawls with it. All right, so 855-839-1210. What are you doing for New Year's Eve? Henry, no tradition for you. Row the grapes.
The grapes. Good luck. 12 grapes under the table at midnight.
Under the table. That's right, you said. Yeah, yeah. And something about whoever enters your house first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have to be carrying money. Suppose Mondami's coming into your house or Bernie Sanders into your house tonight.
They better have a 20 in their pocket.
Yeah, or Nick Shirley. You know, last night seeing Abby Phillip and seeing our friend Scott Jennings ready to explode, saying, who is this guy? What right does he have to be knocking on doors? What? They're making the story now, Nick Shirley. And Scott Presler has a lot of Minnesota involvement with the voting system. He's going to be on Monday at 2 o'clock. We'll get to the bottom of that with Scott. Phone lines are 855. 839-1210, you get on board.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
All right, it is Dom time. What a great year it's been. Last show of the year, and tomorrow we sort of kick off the new year. I'll be with you from the Dom Dome. Got a great side question that encapsulates all that. Today, the AP's out with their pictures of the year. Some of them are beautifully done, but I don't see anything where you go, wow. So I'm looking for something. What's the is it? All right, we got the Trump picture. We got the Trump mugshot. What else is a more recent, say, last 10 years? Getting harder and harder, that art form. Because of all the digital stuff, because of all the immediacy of people seeing stuff again and again versus something that becomes the template of the whole thing and that people can interpret like a work of art. And some of these photos are. I mean, I wish I were there with the guy who captured the kiss. I don't know if he knew what he had when he did it, that what that would represent to a lot of people. But, you know, this next picture, to me, represents something important, that Americans were not going to die because we did have a president who decided to do what needed to be done. Michael in Wilmington on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Michael, welcome in.
Good afternoon, Dom, and Happy New Year to
Happy
you
New
and
Year.
All the crew. Well, you just shot me in the foot there because of the 10-year thing.
Oh, no, that's okay. No, I just said we get some more. Yours is great, too. Tell us why you chose it. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I hate to get a little serious here on New Year's Eve, but I think the mushroom cloud, the first atomic bomb hitting Japan, I think that says a lot about humanity, you know, in the history of photography. It changed the world. But again, I don't mean to be too serious.
No. And look, I love it when that comes up because that picture represents to me how many American presidents would have done that. Thank God Harry Truman did it.
Yes.
And he had to do it again. And even then, they were reluctant. Yet you have people, Michael, who think, I guess, that we should have lost 600,000 American lives.
That's right. And Japanese lives.
Oh, millions.
Kids.
Millions.
Kids that were ready to defend the homeland.
Yeah.
But that picture just, I remember seeing it as a kid, like, wow, holy smokes, look at that. And understanding what it was, you know?
Yeah, and how it dramatizes, and that's the most rudimentary level of the atomic age, what we have today, my God.
Yes. The threat is still there.
Happy New Year, Michael. Thank you. No, that's a great. I just said the last 10 years. I'm just trying to freshen it up. And, you know, it's I don't know what the I'd have to Google and see best photos of the last 10 or 15 years.
I'm looking at some. I'm trying to find
does one
some.
Pop to you?
One pops to me. It's Obama, Biden, Hillary Clinton, Robert Gates all sitting in the, I guess, the meeting room or the situation
room. Oh, for Bin Laden.
Bin Laden, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one, I think.
Yeah, and that's where Joe Biden, yeah, it is. I agree. Where Joe Biden said, don't do it. Don't do it. Wrong again. According to all accounts, Hillary, I have no doubt. Yeah, do it. Hillary would have dropped the atomic bomb. I have no doubt about it. On that score, what she would do. A lot of these other presidents, you know, I don't see it. And what was it? 3-day wait until the second one. And even then, it took apparently the emperor to rule, no, we're not going to continue in this. I think we had a third, but I'm a little unclear on that. And then after that, maybe not. And the guesstimate, Michael's right, it wouldn't have just been 600,000 American lives, but they would have fought house to house. He was a god. And you're talking about kids that would have been killed house to house. So Harry Truman afterwards said, what an awful thing that this is the decision he had to make. But yeah. That he was happy he did it. And the pilots that dropped the bomb said the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we are the only nation that has done that. I get that. But, you know, put yourself in the context of this. Bill O'Reilly ends one of his books, not one that I had him here in town for, Killing the Rising of the Japanese Empire, the Rising Sun. And he writes, and yeah, you know, Bill O'Reilly here, I might not have been here. His father was on a ship headed to the invasion of Japan. And how many people would not have ever lived? How many people would not have had life and had that person? And imagine fighting your way across Europe to conquer Nazism and then having to turn, and this is what would have happened, to be the force to invade the home islands. And we saw what happened in Okinawa and places like that. I mean, it's just unbelievable. So this idea that that was the wrong decision on moral grounds, it's absolutely the right decision. And I think it saved Japanese lives. And now today, Japan is a completely different, due to MacArthur and due to his stewardship. Hey, by the way, I mentioned this early on, then we'll take a couple more calls. As a result of what Nick Shirley did, crowdfunded Doge has a plan to hire dozens of Nick Shirley's across America and build a decentralized Doge-inspired network of citizen journalists funded by tech investors, backed by private investigators to expose and document fraud in blue states and red states. Strategy: flood the news with the irrefutable cases so legacy media can't bury it and Democrats can't spin fast enough. Okay, this is what's being proposed. Here's the secret sauce. This guy's got style. Now, I think the sunglasses should go. Nick Shirley. Sunglasses look a little bit not so good in this. But he's got an eye. He's got a gut for this. And they did open the door a little bit. You know, and he doesn't barge in there in the middle of a bunch of kids. He just continues the conversation.
Yeah.
This was very much Frank Scales with Larry Krasner. There's got to be a certain, call it what you will, entertainment value, something of that nature. And hey, by the way, I'm watching during this. Syracuse got 2 feet of snow. I'm watching people dig out of the 2 feet. And you mean to say you're going to pull into that space after a man or woman digs out 2 feet? I don't think so. That's one of the laws, the 11th commandment, that has gone away. You just see it all the time. It's a quality of life issue. So this idea with this Nick Shirley guy, why has it popped now? Because of social media. He knows how to do social media. He had 42 minutes of this. It's compelling. It's fun. It's interesting. Why in the world would the media be mad? Well, because they're biased and they're lazy often. And they're claiming, well, this is an investigation. how do we know these places are actually fraudulent? Yeah, like the Leering Center. That's not fraudulent. I mean, my God. And even if some of these are just violative and not completely fraudulent, there's hundreds of millions of dollars, billions of dollars. By the way, Henry, a little sports thing here, too. And I'll tell you how this goes. A second New England Patriot has been charged in a 2-day span.
Oh,
I just saw this come down. And I believe it's the same kind of thing.
Ooh, Christian Barmore. Yeah, yeah, that's another big one for them.
The way this comes down is, why does one have anything to do with the other? Well, because you see two cases like this, are people going to say, hey, this is a team that has a chance to go pretty far, and these guys got to play? I think the hearing for Diggs is not until February. So this is a real dilemma. It appears to me at this point, he's going to be able to play.
Yeah, they're not going to suspend him.
I don't see anything being done here.
Barring some damning evidence hitting, you know, social media or something
where
the outcry is too much. Yeah, no, they'll both be playing.
All right. Well, we'll see then what the NFL says as this continues. Now, the other related one, and I think we differ on this, I didn't see if it's official or not. But the Eagles, by 99% certitude, are not playing their starters at all, at least at this point, on Sunday, right?
That's the report.
I just am floored by that. I really am. I don't sanction it. I don't understand it. Having the number 2 seed is a big deal. I think they're kidding themselves. Can they beat them with backups? Yes.
Yes.
I'm not sure what the line is.
Okay,
3.5. So it's gone down by half.
It's gone down from 7.5 to 3.5.
Yeah, so the line is telling you something here. I would bet the other side, they're going to be fired up, and I would predict. Yeah. Here's the first prediction of the year. The Eagles have to send in their starters at some point.
No.
Is what you'll see. Okay.
No shot.
You got the other side on that. All right, we'll see you on Monday.
I think the Bears are kind of in the same scenario as us, because that's who we're competing for the 2 seed.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I guess they're going to play their starters. The Lions are going to come after them with the same ferocity the Commanders are going to come after the Eagles. It's a divisional game.
And a better team.
Neither team's going to the playoffs. Right. They're going to bust their hump.
Yeah. But, I mean, why do this? You're really rolling the dice here. You must feel pretty comfortable either in your assessment or how people in Philadelphia would feel. In other words, if the Bears lose and then you lose, that's not good.
No, that would be a bad look.
Yeah.
Very
bad
look.
We'd have to go to the Super Bowl at least to make up for it then.
I feel like after a year after the Super Bowl, there's always grace given.
There won't be if you make that decision.
I mean, if they come out and lay an egg, then everyone will be like, what were we thinking?
Well, I just think you're discounting. I'm surprised the home field advantage that you have in Philadelphia. It's enormous. I don't think it's overrated at all.
I agree with you. I think this team has been banged up over the course of the season. So, you know, like a Lane Johnson, I don't think the offense is going to suddenly start clicking in the final week of the season. I do think you kind of should rest them, go back to the drawing board, because I believe in that locker room, they think they can win this game. They know they can win this game because they know what the Commanders are about, and they know they have their number. Beat them this year. Got into a fight. You beat them in the NFC Championship.
I know that, but that's not with the second team. And the other thing is, suppose Tanner McKee suddenly makes the offense look tremendous. Oh, my God.
I mean, that'll be their own undoing if that's the case.
Oh, God, yes.
But it'll never happen. Jalen will never get benched. You know, the whole thing.
So how about if we have a pizza bet on this? You say they beat them and they cover the spread.
I'll do that.
Okay, all right. All right, come on, Quinn. Come on.
I hope that line moves to 3.
I would say if it were an ordinary game, I would agree. But I think these guys are pretty roused up. And the Eagles...
They're playing Josh Johnson, though.
I realize.
That's the quarterback.
But, I mean, I'm talking emotionally. The Eagles can be defended. I know why they went for the 2 points. It was the analysis to say to do it. They shouldn't be bent out. They weren't showing them up or anything. But tell that to football players. I don't know how they think.
Yeah. I just don't think that Josh Johnson is going to be able to move the ball against this Eagles defense at all.
Okay.
That's what it's going to come down to.
Is the defense not playing starters?
No, that seems to be a little bit, I'm not sure about that. I mean, we'll see. I mean, I'm sure they'll get maybe, you know, the first quarter series, okay. But then it's, you know, yeah, you're going to let the Keely Ringos of the world, you know.
Oh, man. That's a couple touchdowns right there.
I don't think so. Not with Josh Johnson, the quarterback.
Against Keely Ringo. What a matchup made in hell. Which side do I go with? Okay. More calls coming up, 855-839-1210. Hey, are you ready to make this the year you truly feel better? Start with your health, because Rescue Natural Supplements, they've been helping people support heart health, cholesterol, digestion, weight management, energy levels, and more targeted wellness goals for over 40 years. They use high-quality, research-backed ingredients your body can trust. And right now, Rescue is celebrating you with their New Year's savings. Save 40% when you buy any four single bottles of Rescue supplements. Use that code NEWYEAR40. Try their popular Rescue 1250 Omega-3 for heart and brain health, probiotic for better digestion, Orasine for more consistent all-natural energy. Whatever your health goals, Rescue has you covered. To mix and match four or more bottles and get 40% off, just go to res-q.com or call a Rescue product consultant at 800-26-ALIVE. Again, that's 800-262-5483 or online at res-q.com. Use that code NEWYEAR 40. Now's the time to take that smart step toward feeling your best. 40% off any four bottles of premium Rescue supplements. res-q.com. Use that code NEWYEAR 40 at checkout. Don't wait. Make this the year you prioritize your wellness with Rescue.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, On Demand. On Demand.
All right, it is Dom time. Mike Opelka, not busy enough over the holidays. Guy's doing three shows a day and four on Sundays,
yeah,
I think.
Seriously.
Just sent me a picture of this Italian tennis star where the racket goes through. The timing is so good, it frames her face as the all-time photo that he sees. So everybody has one that is just something magical. And maybe the photographer, given, you know, cameras now, took 50 shots, and this one just captured that nanosecond of it. 855-839-1210. That's the one that you get in with. Let's go to Robert in Bensalem on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Dom Henry. Good to talk to you guys today. You know, Dom, it makes sense that there was no end in Learning Center because there is no end to the corruption that the Democrats did it at the state and federal level. And I have to sort of cop to getting a little wrong on a prediction. I predicted that the Dow Jones would be 50,000 by the end of the year.
Wow.
But it's only at 48,240. And I would submit that's because of the resistance he's gotten from the Democrats over the last year. I think that things would be a little better if they were more concerned with the welfare of the country than the welfare of their stupid party.
Now, I look at the S&P more for my own 401k and all that. That's the telling thing. And it's been 17% it went up this year.
Right. And it's going to get better going into next year because of all the manufacturing that's being built. But I don't want to spend a lot of time on that. On New Year's Eve, and Happy New Year's to you and your crew, and to Henry, and to Kirk, and to Sean, and to everybody, and to the listeners. I hope it's a prosperous, excellent new year for everybody. My side answer to the question, and I heard you, Dom, I heard you, because I was thinking of something historical, but I came up with something that's a little more recent. It might not be overly historic, but it sure was funny as hell. And that was the CEO and his squeeze getting cold-busted at the Coldplay concert. And I would submit that if they hadn't have shrunk and hid, nobody would have ever known. The only reason that photo became popular was because they said, oh, my God, and they turned around and hid. And that's it for today. And I really hope you guys...
Yeah, and one other thing, Robert. Am I right? She was the HR person. Oh, man.
And who should know better than the HR person? Could you see Toby going out on a date with somebody?
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
You guys have a great
Thanks,
day.
Thanks, Robert. Thanks, Robert. Yeah, I think the HR part, because everybody has HR. We have a great one here, but HR could be problematic. What's she thinking going off with this guy? Oh, man. That's right. That's a
just,
great
the
photo.
Freak out. Just
yeah, so far, cool. that one and yours with the meme of the guy looking at the girl and the girlfriend picking up on that, and usually it's conservatives doing that with some Democrat meme, is a very good one. All right, so no prize today, no prize tomorrow or Friday, but Monday, I think we're sure we'll be back in business with that, but it's the fun of it. And we'll say who we liked at the end and all that, but these have been great. Keep them coming. We're going to talk with our buddy Dawn Fantasia. Apparently, in the waning days of the legislature in Jersey, they're still churning out any number of things. I don't know about the sales tax and everything else, but she's got a great insight on what's going to happen next there. And just in general, she's fabulous. And we first got her because of the trash can thing with bears in Sussex County, that the bird baths had to be put up much higher. Idiots. All right. That's how we met her. 855-839-1210. Grab a line.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays noon till 3. From Talk Radio 1210. WPHD.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.